Guatemalan feeds kids with book for food exchanges by bike. In Guatemala, Bonifaz Diaz cycled through the city of Quetzaltenango to deliver a sociology book to the home of a local teacher. He pedaled away with four brightly colored bags of Incaparpina, a popular cereal mix that will help feed a family in Guatemala's Western Highlands region for 1 month, reported the Associated Press. Before the pandemic, child malnutrition had its worst rate in Guatemala. During the pandemic, that rate has only gotten more dire. According to the World Bank, nearly half of the country's Western Highlands population suffers from chronic malnutrition. In a creative effort to feed them, Diaz has cycled more than 1,200 miles, or 2,000 kilometers, throughout the pandemic and delivers donated books to readers in exchange for several bags of Incaparina. The avid cyclist and 44-year-old actor even tows a small cart when needed to deliver as many books as possible to nearby towns. The Books for Food program supports people to read while staying at home to curb the pandemic spread, while also providing food and nutrition for those hard hit by economic downfalls. 1 pound of Incaparina provides 24 servings, which costs about 9 quetzales, or $1.15, an amount that's out of budget for many families that the nonprofit 32 Volcanoes serves. Almost 1 year after the Books for Food program began, two more cyclists have joined Diaz, and donations of books and artwork for bartering to different kinds of nutrient-rich foods like amaranth grain have poured in. Seeing children are less scared that they play more, that is where we get results, said 32 Volcanoes founder Dr. Carmen Benitez.